Well, now it is time for us to start our Youth Expression Showcase, and it's a real pleasure to welcome the person you are about to hear. Her name is Sanjala Chen, and she is a student at North Allegheny High School. She is in 11th grade, and she'll be playing selections on piano. You'll get a chance to meet her in a moment through conversation, but first you're going to meet her through music. Here is Sanjala Chen.
Thank you.
Sanjala Chen. That was absolutely beautiful. And what did you just play?
Those were the second and third movement of Joseph Haydn's Sonata in F Major.
And it's really a pleasure to meet you. You're in 11th grade.
Yes.
At North Allegheny High School. Before I forget, let's mention that you're here through the Pittsburgh Concert Society, who I know has nurtured your development as an artist. Congratulations on your being honored by the Concert Society.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to acknowledge any teachers or family members or anybody that's helped you reach the level of playing that you are exhibiting?
I'd really like to thank my piano teacher, Professor Hanobu Lee, who has really guided me through this entire experience. And also, I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for organizing this competition and for giving me such a wonderful opportunity.
Now, are you 16 now?
Yes.
Do you remember when you... I mean, you probably started playing piano as a little girl, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Were you 5, 6, or?
I think I was actually 8. I think I started a little bit later than a lot of people would.
Do you remember a point when you kind of made a transition from simple playing and, you know, learning the rudiments to realizing that you were going to become a very accomplished player? Do you know what I mean? Kind of that transition from the early stage to the more serious stage.
I don't think there was one point when that happened. I think it was a long process. And I mean, I tried to just practice what I had, what my teacher gave me to play. And I think I eventually started to get better through more practicing. So it was just the long haul really made me realize that I like music and I can play piano.
So it was very organic, and that makes a lot of sense. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
I'm not exactly sure what I want to do. I'm really interested in science in addition to music, so I would possibly want to pursue that. At this point, I'm trying to keep my options open because, I mean, there's an entire world. I don't know really what's out there, so.
I think that's very wise to do that. Patricia Prattis Jennings is here with us, too, and I'm so happy when I get a chance to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And isn't it delightful to hear Sanjala?
She is. She's a wonderful
pianist. Sanjala. I keep wanting to put the accent on the wrong syllable.
Well, you know, I asked her about her name, and she has a Chinese background, but I said, is that a Chinese first name? And she told me that her mother combined Song and Angela.
Ah.
So that's how we get Sanjala.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful name.
And Patricia, I should say, proud Westinghouse High School alumnus, Patricia Prattis Jennings. Every time I'm in Westinghouse, I think about you, is with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And any news at all from the society?
Well, we're just having a wonderful season of concerts. Each one is enjoyable. I think what we would love to have is more people coming to our concerts. There are Sunday afternoons at Carnegie Mellon University in the Kresge Theater at 2:00 in the afternoon.
And I think the price is very affordable.
The price is very affordable. There are special student, I think students actually can come free. Senior citizens can come, I think, for $10. So that's the biggest bargain in town. And of course, my major advice to anyone coming to our concerts, which I follow myself, is to leave home early to get a good parking space.
Oh, yes. And Kresge is a beautiful hall. This is Kresge at Carnegie Mellon. There are a number of Kresge auditoriums in Pittsburgh, but it's a beautiful space in the College of Fine Arts, a nice intimate environment. And over the years, the Pittsburgh Concert Society has not only given honors to pianists, but also to marimba players and vocalists and flautists and other musicians.
Our last concert featured a euphonium player. That was a first, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was a most enjoyable concert. I think he's Brazilian, and he has a lot of fire and vigor. And so we had a chance to hear a virtuoso euphonium player. Some of us had to go home and Google euphonium to find out what the difference is between a euphonium and a baritone horn. And there is a difference, but it's one of the brass instruments. And
see, I thought euphonium was, you know, when you use a word that sounds nicer. No, wait, that's a euphemism.
Right. Or euphonious, or which means sounds beautiful.
Do you get a chance to see the other concerts too, Sanjula?
I've been to a few of them. Actually, I've been to several of the young artist recitals, partially because my friends are there, but partially because I really like seeing other young musicians who are so talented. And I look up to a lot of them, actually, and I enjoy it.
You know, you mentioned science. What are some of your other interests or things you like to do?
I really like math and science. I'm involved with that at school. I actually like languages a lot, too. I speak fluent Chinese, Mandarin Chinese, and English. I'm learning Spanish, so I'm hoping I can become fluent in that eventually. But I think a musician at heart.
It's and I admire your ability to pick up languages too. It sounds like you're very comfortable with doing that. And music is a kind of language too.
It really is.
It's just incredibly pleasant to listen to you play today. Are you playing in any ensembles at school or otherwise?
Currently, no. I think a lot of times it's hard to be in ensemble if you're a pianist because there's only one pianist in each ensemble.
Yeah.
So right now I'm working on my own pieces.
Are you composing?
No, I'm, well,
mastering pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about composition?
I tried it through a music theory class, and I really liked it. I think if ever I get time, I would like to compose some more. I think it's really interesting and a different way to look at music.
Well, it's so wonderful to have you here, and this is going to be the time we have to talk. Is there anything you'd like to say? You have one more piece, but anything you'd like to share that I haven't thought to ask or mention?
Well, I'd just like to mention again, I really appreciate what the Pittsburgh Concert Society has done for me and for other young musicians by providing us such a wonderful opportunity. And once again, I'd like to thank my piano teacher, Professor Lee, who has really she's helped me become where I am now. So let's just say I have a lot of people supporting me.
That's a wonderful thing. And one of them is Patricia Prattis Jennings. And I'm so glad you're here to be part of this morning. It's always good to see you. Patricia and I met sort of virtually in 1980, we barely remember that, but it was such a long time ago. What were you doing in 19? I know what you were doing in 1980. You weren't here yet. You were part of the future. It's so good to see you.
Well, and thank you.
And thank you for all the work you're doing with the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Well, I do enjoy it. I enjoy hearing the musicians, and I enjoy mingling with my fellow board members, because everyone is a musician or very interested in music. And if I can, I would like to mention an article that was in the New York Times on October the 12th. And thinking of what Sanjula may be doing with her life, the name of the article is Music the Key to Success?
I saw that.
Yes, and I think it's a wonderful article, and it talks about Condoleezza Rice and Woody Allen and Paul Allen and many of the most successful people in our culture who play musical instruments or who started out playing musical instruments. So if you can get onto that site, if you haven't seen the article, it's the October 12th New York Times, Is Music the Key to Success?
I'm posting that on our Facebook page right now as we speak. I remember, Sanjula, I don't know if you saw that article or not. It's a great article, and it was really, it's the kind of article that makes you feel real good.
Yeah.
About mixing. You know, music is not some separate aspect of life. It's a big part of life.
I did actually see that article, and I felt really inspired to read about people who played instruments earlier on or even continue to play instruments now. I think music is such an integral part of our culture, and for me, it really helped me to relax and decompress after a stressful day, so I'm really grateful for that.
Well, what is the piece you're going to play now?
I'm going to play Grieg's Nocturne, Opus 54, number 4.
And I want to thank you very much once again for being here with us today, representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society and also North Allegheny High School, and most importantly, or also representing your own individuality and talent. Thank you. And once again, here is Sanjula Chen. Sanjala Chen, thank you. That was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us. And thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for what is now, I think, been about 8 years we've been working together to present great musicians. And Patricia, thank you. It's always good to see you.
My pleasure.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where we are about to meet Emily and her little sister. They're going to be joining us, and I see Cheryl out there too. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Breezy today, 50.